The Gemara Masechta Nazir on the Beis of Beis, in explaining the words of the Mishnah that says if somebody says a hey nor, that is considered a valid acceptance, a valid declaration of Naziris, asked the Gemara, why do we say that when somebody makes such a declaration, it indeed means that he intends to be a Nazir? Vidumma, perhaps what he meant to say, enor lefana b'mitzvahs. What he meant to say was that he's been makabel on himself to do mitzvahs in a beautiful way. Ketanya, as we indeed learn a brisa, the pasuk says in the Shira, ze keli v'anvehu, and we learn from this pasuk, enor lefana b'mitzvahs. I will make beautiful mitzvahs. Es lefan of sukkano, I'll make a beautiful sukkah. Lulavno, I'll take a beautiful lulav. Tzitzisno, I'll buy nice tzitzis. Echtav lefan of sefer Torah, no, I'll write a very beautiful sefer Torah. Ve'achrecheno b'shiroim noim, and I will wrap the sefer Torah in beautiful silk material. So from here we see that no may very much mean beautification. And what the person, when he made this declaration of a hey no, meant to say is that I will, from now on, be careful to beautify the mitzvahs that I perform. Amr Shmuel, to which Shmuel responds, the case of our Mishnah is referring to a situation where the person is tafas basara. He's holding on to his hair, and because he's holding on to his hair, and he's saying, "Anah, I will be beautiful." From this, we see that clearly it is his intention to be beautiful, to be accept upon himself the Naziris. Not is it his intention to be just saying that he's going to accept upon himself to do mitzvahs. And the Rishonim, from here we learn the halacha of hida mitzvah. The halacha of zekeli v'anveyu, one has to beautify a mitzvah. And the Rishonim, there are two fundamental questions when one discusses hida mitzvah. The first question, of course, is that our Gemara brought a pasuk to teach us the din of hida mitzvah. And the question is hida mitzvah a mitzvah d'oraisa, or is hida mitzvah a mitzvah d'rabbanan? And we actually find a machloikus rishonim, Tosfos Masechta Menachos, daf mem aleph amabez, divrei maskil ein. The Ritva in Masechta Sukkah, daf yud aleph amabez, divrei maskil ve'i, are of the opinion that hida mitzvah is a derabbanan. And in fact, the Ritva says that's why if one performed a mitzvah and he didn't do it with a hidden mitzvah, he's still yoytz the mitzvah. Because the din of hidden mitzvah is a din drabonon. And by drabonon, says the Ritva, we could differentiate between lechatchila and b'diavad. By a deraisa, there is no room for such differentiation. However, Rashi Masechta Sukkah, Daf Chof Tes Amud Beis, Divrei Maskil Yovesh, and we're still going to speak about this Rashi in our Shir, says that the Mishnah says, a very famous Mishnah Masechta Sukkah, Lulav HaYovesh is possible, and says Rashi, a Lulav HaYovesh is possible because the Torah says Van Vehu, and it's not Noah when you have a Lulav HaYovesh. And so too is the opinion of the Ravid. And as the Mefarshim point out, there are many nafkaminas if we hold that it's a deraisa or it's a derabbanan. One nafkamina is if there's a sofik. In a situation of a sofik, so if it's a deraisa, we know there's a rule, sofik deraisa l'chumra. If it's a derabbanan, we know that halacha is sofik derabbanan l'kula. Another nafkamina is that the Gemara says, koifin ala mitzvahs. We insist, we force a person to perform a mitzvah. But the halacha of koifin ala mitzvahs is only by mitzvah d'oraisa, not by a mitzvah d'rabbanan. Another nafkamina, it is a machlokes throughout Shas, if mitzvah is tzriches kavona. But even the man, the Omer, who holds the mitzvah tzriches kavona, only holds that halacha is the mitzvahs require kavana by mitzvah deraisa. By mitzvah derabbanon, everybody agrees that you don't have to have kavana. So it would be a very big nafkamina if you have to have kavana by the hider mitzvah. Another, so when we discuss this question, if hider mitzvah is a deraisa or derabbanan, so perhaps one could suggest that really this question is connected to another machlokes. Our Gemara says that ze keli vanveyu hisno lefana b'mitzvus. But if we look in the unkelus on that pasuk, the unkelus says Evneloi beis hamigdash. So that the word vanvehu comes from the word nova, a dwelling, and we're saying that we're going to build a beis hamigdash. So if we see that it means that we're going to build a beis hamigdash, so it has nothing to do with hid the mitzvah, and there is no makor, there is no source medaraisa that one has to do hid the mitzvah. Although, I did see a very interesting pshat. I saw that one of the examples that the Gemara very often uses for hidden mitzvah is sukkah. The mitzvah is sukkah, sukkah no, lulav no. And the question is, why from all the mitzvahs is the mitzvah of sukkah, the Yontav Sukkah, the model of Hidda Mitzvah? The Torah says by the din of Dalminim that the Esrig is a pre-Hodor. Why is Sukkah more related to the mitzvah of Noi, of Hidda Mitzvah, more than anything else? So I saw a very interesting pshat that Hid the mitzvah is, as we just said, connected to the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is also called a sukkah. It's called Sukkah Shalom. So it could well be that Hid the mitzvah and Noi Sukkah are actually connected. Why are they connected? Because Beis HaMikdash represents a place of hidden mitzvah. The Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, says what is the word vanvehu? And vehu means anivahu. That the person in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the person is saying, I will imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mahu chanon, af ata chanon, just like the HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts in a certain way, so too. So again, if we say, so could well be that's the machloikas. If we learn vanveyu, as our Gemara seems to learn it, that it's no lefona b'mitzvahs, so then we'll hold that it's a, that hid the mitzvahs of the raisa. If we'll, on the other hand, say that we'll learn one of the other drashas that has to do with the halacha of, it has to do with Beis HaMikdash, it has to do that we have to follow the ways of Hashem, then Hiddur Mitzvah would not be a deraisa. Many Mefarshim actually disagree with this pshat. Many Mefarshim disagree with this pshat because they seem to say, as we said regarding Beis HaMikdash, and Aniva who, because a person wants to mimic and imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that shows his great love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And just like it shows his great love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so too, by him performing mitzvahs, that's what he's trying to show, that mitzvahs are so important to him that it's not just that he wants to fulfill the mitzvah because he has to, but he wants to really do above and beyond. He wants to be mahadir. He wants to be mahadir the mitzvah. However, that still doesn't answer the question that if we hold that hiddur mitzvah is a deraisa, why is there a halacha that by hiddur mitzvah it's not ma'akev? And if somebody fulfilled the mitzvah without being mahadir in the mitzvah, he still has fulfilled the mitzvah. So perhaps to answer that question, there's another question that needs to be discussed. And this question really is not connected if we say hiddur mitzvah is a deraisa or the rabbanan. And the question is, is hiddur mitzvah part of the mitzvah? In other words, one has to fulfill a mitzvah, and the proper way of fulfilling a mitzvah is by doing it in a way of hiddur, in the most beautiful way possible, or is hiddur mitzvah a separate mitzvah? Is hiddur mitzvah a mitzvah that is a mitzvah, you have to do a mitzvah, and then there's a din that you have to do hiddur mitzvah. But then it's not part of the mitzvah, it's a separate mitzvah. So actually, as we said before, this question about hiddur mitzvah seems to be a machlokes rishonim. Because Rashi, as we quoted earlier in our shiur, says that the hiddur mitzvah is a lulav hayavish's puzzle, says Rashi, because the pasuk says zekei livad veyu, you have to do the mitzvah with a hiddur mitzvah, and therefore a lulav hayavish's puzzle. That seems the Rashi said is of the opinion that hiddur mitzvah is a deraisa. Tosfos, who says that that's not the reason, there's a special limud by the Dalaminim, says Tosfos, of Pre-Eitz Hadar, we can't learn from there. The Kafas Tamarim has a very interesting approach. And according to the Kafas Tamarim's approach, maybe the question that we asked, that if Hiddur Mitzvah is a deraisa, why is there a halacha that if you didn't do a mitzvah with a Hiddur Mitzvah, it's not ma'akev? Says the Kafas Tamarim, that even if we hold Hiddur Mitzvah as a deraisa, who determines what is a hiddur mitzvah? Says the Kafas Tamarim that it's the Rabbanan make that determine mitzvah. But the question then is, what does that mean? So there's a beautiful word from the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav says, if we go back and we look at the words of our Gemara, the Gemara actually gave two different examples, if we think about it, of hiddur mitzvahs. One example, the first examples the Gemara gave was a sukkah, a lulav, sefer Torah. But then the Gemara gives another example. Vachrechena b'shiroyim noyim. I'll wrap that sefer Torah in beautiful silk material. says the Brisker Rav. There's two types of hidden mitzvah. There's a hidden mitzvah in the mitzvah itself, making a beautiful Sefer Torah, making nice tzitzis, and then there's a hidden mitzvah which is not in the mitzvah itself. It's in the wrapper of the Sefer Torah, but not the Sefer Torah itself. So it could well be, according to the Brisker Rav, everything now begins to work. It could well be that everybody will agree that a hidden mitzvah in the mitzvah itself is a deraisa. A hidden mitzvah not in the mitzvah itself is a drabonon. If a hidden mitzvah in the mitzvah itself is a deraisa, the question still remains, so why is it not ma'akif? So that we have the Kapas Tamarim's answer, because just like we find that Chazal were given the right to determine what is a hidden mitzvah, so if it's a hard and fast rule, then we could say it's ma'akif. If we see that hidden mitzvah is the kind of situation that is up to the determination of Chazal, that's the biggest raya that hidden mitzvah, even though it's a deraisa, is not ma'akif. And then our other question that we began with is also answered. And that is that, is hidden mitzvah part of the mitzvah, or is hidden mitzvah a separate mitzvah? It could well be that hidden mitzvah is both. When it's part of the mitzvah, when I'm buying a beautiful esri, then it's part of the mitzvah. When it's not part of the mitzvah, it's when I'm buying a nice esrog box, when I'm buying a nice menorah, when I'm buying a nice wrapping for my Sefer Torah, then it's a separate mitzvah. But there's a Gemara in Masechet Shabbos. The Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, we all know the halacha is that if there's a bris milah that the Yoyim Hashmini, that the eighth day for when the child is born falls on Shabbos, the halacha is we make the bris on Shabbos. Says the Gemara Masechet Shabbos, there are tzitzin hama'akfin and tzitzin she'enim akfin. Gemara Masechet Shabbos, daf kuf lamed gimel amid beis. Says the Gemara as follows, tzitzin hama'akim, which are pieces of skin, that if those pieces are not removed, the child is not considered as if he had a bris milah, a ma'akif. And of course, in Shabbos, we're allowed to take them off, otherwise it's not considered as if the child had a bris milah. Tzitzit she'en ma'akfin, the halach is as follows. As long as I'm doing the bris, the halach is, I'm allowed to continue taking off the tzitzin she'enim akfin. But once, let's say the moil finished doing the bris, and after he finished doing the bris, he realized that he did not remove some of the tzitzin she'enim akfin, the halacha is that he can't go back to take off those tzitzin she'enim akfin. So if we look at that Gemara, it's a very difficult Gemara. On one hand, why does one have to remove the tzitzin she'enim akfin? Because it's a hidden mitzvah to take off even the tzitzin she'enim akfin. And it seems that the Gemara is teaching us, and the Shabbos Ari says this very clearly, that the Gemara is teaching us that a bris milah, that hidden mitzvah is a deraisa, and therefore you could cut the tzitzin she'enim akfin even on Shabbos. For if cutting the tzitzin she'enim akfin, which as we just explained, the entire cutting of the tzitzin she'enim akfin is only because of hidden mitzvah, we're not a deraisa, how can I do it on Shabbos? How can I be mechal Shabbos to cut those tzitzin she'enim akfin if there's no mitzvah deraisa to cut them, because hidden mitzvah is not a deraisa. it must be that hid the mitzvah is a deraisa. But if so, we have a gvaldig kasha, and that is if tzitzin, if that's the case, that tzitzin shemayin ma'akman kon on Shabbos because it's a hid the mitzvah, and I'm allowed to do it on Shabbos because hid the mitzvah is a deraisa. So why is it the very same Gemara asked the Shagasari teach us that if I finish the bris and the only skin that I didn't cut off was the tzitzit she'enem akvim, I'm not allowed to go cut it on Shabbos. Why? Asked the Shagas Aryeh. If it's a hidden mitzvah, and hidden mitzvah is a deraisa, so when, why should I be able to go back just to cut them off on Shabbos? Says the Shagas Aryeh. You could only perform a hidden mitzvah while you're doing a mitzvah. When you're not performing a mitzvah, there is no concept of hidden mitzvah. Hidden mitzvah has to be connected to a mitzvah. When you finish doing the milah and you remove all of the tzitzin hama'akfim, this individual on whom you did this child, on whom you did this bris milah, is a gemaluka. So there's no more mitzvah on this individual to have a bris milah. When you're not performing a bris milah, that isn't considered a time for hidden mitzvah. So it's very clear that it is the opinion of the Shagas Aryeh that hidden mitzvah and that Gemara Masechet Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel is clearly a raya that the Shagas, that says the Shagas Aryeh that hidden mitzvah is a deraisa. However, as we began our shir, there are many Rishonim that are of the opinion that hidden mitzvah is only derabbanan. What are they going to do with that Gemara? So they're going to explain that cutting, there's a number of ways I saw in the Mefarshim. Either they're going to say that cutting tzitzit she'enem akvim is not considered a ma'aseh chilul, or they're going to learn that even if we learn that hidden mitzvah is only the rabbanon, while the moel is cutting the tzitzit she'enem akvim, which she's allowed to do on a bris on Shabbos, cutting off the tzitzit she'enem akvim is not considered a separate activity, which is not a deraisa. It's all subsumed in the ma'aseh milah. And since you're allowed to do a ma'aseh milah on Shabbos, you would be allowed to do the cutting of the tzitzit she'enem akvim as well.